In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is meet and just today that we have this feast to honor St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, who was the one who our Lord chose himself to be the missionary of his most sacred heart. What soul must that have been formed by him and for him? That indeed for all ages, that it would be to her that he would entrust his heart, and as well to propagate it. What purity must she have attained to? What fire of charity must her heart already have been forged so well so that it could even begin to contain the mysteries which our Lord desires to make known to you and I here even in these latter days, which as our readings from this weekend spoke of as being evil. Margaret Mary of this French order, the Visitation, lived her life in Pierre-les-Monials, a beautiful country place, which is now, because of what God has done through her and her spiritual director, who has now become blessed, Claude de Colombier, has become a place of pilgrimage and perpetual devotion to honor the heart of our blessed Lord, a place of reparation for his heart, which is already so grievously offended. But rather than focusing today upon reparation, which we speak often from this pulpit upon, let us think a little on how our hearts often are afraid to draw near to that heart which seeks to open itself for us. St. Paul gives us beautiful teaching here, which we had just a few Sundays ago, upon which we even expounded upon for you. The central part of that prayer of St. Paul is he calls us to an attention to the Father, which only can be known through the Son, and to see that that Son reveals the Father to us, who has a name from which any paternity, any fatherhood, is truly rooted in. And if we are truly to come to let Christ come to full stature within us and to rise to be the Christians which God has called you and I to be, what does it say within the beautiful passage of the Ephesians? St. Paul says that we must be firmly rooted and grounded, or as it says, founded in that love, that charity. Rooted and grounded in charity. Are you rooted and grounded in charity? If you wake up in the morning and you see the day as a drudgery, if you go throughout your day and you say, why me? If when somebody fails to give you the affection that you know you deserve, or fails to compliment you for your good deeds, or fails to recognize the gift that you're actually trying to be within the world, but instead blows out that flame that is supposed to be burning within your heart. If you arrive at the end of the day totally spent and feel that there's nothing of warmth but only a coldness that enters into you, even should you share that sacred space with another to whom you are vowed, you're not rooted and grounded in that charity, which is love. The love of Christ wishes to penetrate our hearts in such a way for us to be so founded, so enamored of his love, so recognizing of what he has given for you and I, that nothing can blow that flame out. Because the heart of Christ has become within us a burning furnace of God's own charity. Dear ones, the sole purpose of the coming of our Lord Jesus upon this earth, of his taking on flesh, of his mounting the gibbet of the cross and all the sufferings which that entails, receiving the lance blow which freed the last bit of blood and water from his sacred side, was all to show, this is how I think of you, and this is how I wish you to know that I pursue you. You may wonder, why would that lance blow be struck upon our Lord after he had already expired and shouted, proclaiming to the whole world, it is finished? What good does such do? Though I've shared with you before what Catherine Siena heard from the Lord's mouth to say, yet still there is more. The reason why that lance blow pierced his sacred side was so that you and I might not have to wonder how it is that we could enter into our Lord's most sacred heart. The way has already been made. In fact, it has been made so evidently visible for you and I that it is one of the wounds which our Lord intentionally says, ne'er not should heaven and earth pass away, yes, even beyond that, beyond the end of the ages. I will not allow that wound to be cured, so that my loved ones for whom I've done all this, might find the way into my heart. If you ever search for a reason, for a cause, for something to ponder on in a holy hour that you have, or a moment of time that you can escape away, even for a bit of silence in the day, because you know you just need more God, why not ponder that? I tell you, to truly come to know. Such a blessed mystery. You cannot emerge from such a meditation without you yourself being set aflame, even in such a way which the copious tears which you pour out would be even to begin to extinguish. Here's something from our saint today, who reminds you and I not to give in to fear. Fear indeed is an antithesis to charity that is love. Our Lord states, perfect love casts out all fear. Listen to the words of the saint, Margaret Mary. She writes, remain in peace, wholly given over and immolated to the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, who I'm sure will never forsake you. He will take very special care of you in proportion as you have trust in him and abandon yourself with unwavering fidelity to him. Whenever there is a question of proving your love, rely entirely upon God with perfect confidence in his goodness, which never forsakes those who, distrusting themselves, hope in him. Do not be afraid to abandon yourself unreservedly to his loving providence, for a child cannot perish in the arms of a father who is himself omnipotent. She goes on to say, let us have no further reserve with him. Let us rather abandon ourselves to him and all that we are, without anxiety about the future, not reflecting upon ourselves and our incapacity. Should you find yourself overwhelmed by fear, cast yourself into the abyss of the unshaken confidence of the Sacred Heart. And there your fear will give way to a place where love only resides. If you find yourself frail and weak, if you find yourself lapsing into faults, at every moment, go to the Sacred Heart and draw from it the strength which will invigorate you, nay, it shall revive you. Such is the gift which is the Sacred Heart to you and I. Let this great saint compel and drive you and I to the very center of where our Lord desires you and I to be, not just in moments when we're here within the sacred walls of this church where the ancient liturgy is so beautifully celebrated and loved, but even as you pass into the rest of the world, for our Lord in his Sacred Heart wishes to hide you there with him. Sacred Heart, O Sacred Heart of Jesus, be thou my refuge in this life, unto life eternal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.